Editor. Several of the letters published by the Record about the concrete jungle indicated how long their writers have lived here, and for more than a few, it's been years and years. And I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed that these old-timers, these people who live in million-dollar homes that they bought for a song decades ago, have the temerity to gatekeep this city. We're looking at an affordability crisis. The condos that are going up are already too expensive, yet people want, what? More single-family homes for millionaires to buy while the middle class goes without? The people who don't want more people to live in this great city need a reality check. I wasn't born or raised in New West. Me and my partner moved here and decided this was where we wanted to raise a family. We live in a tower. We go for walks at the quay, we hang out at the River Market. We walk up and down Columbia, we venture uptown, we visit all the local parks. We're community members, and we consider New West our home. We have just as much a right to this city as anyone else. I, for one, welcome more neighbors and more people to live, work, and play in this great city. And if you don't like high-rises and more sustainable, more affordable housing, you can always leave. James Plett. Loudspeaker sound off. How do you feel? What do you think about the way New Westminster is growing? What changes, good and bad, are you seeing in the city? Share your thoughts. Send us a letter.